The death of Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone in a plane crash last week raises new questions about majority control of the Senate, both when it reconvenes next month and when it reorganizes itself in the new year. Various state laws are creating a kaleidoscope of possibilities for who will be in charge. NPR Washington editor Ron Elving is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Why is Congress coming back to Washington after the election?
Well, usually they don't come back until January, but this year they have to come back because they've left undone the essential business of passing appropriations bills to keep the federal government funded. They've only passed two out of the 13, and so the rest of the federal government is only funded through the first 3 weeks of November. So they have to come back and get the spigots open so that the federal government can function. And while they're back, they could take up anything else that they have lying around unfinished from the session, and that takes in quite a bit of territory. Homeland Security Department, terrorism insurance, prescription drugs, patient bill of rights, it's quite a list.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they just swear in the people who get elected next Tuesday?
Well, simple answer, under the Constitution, the election we have a week from today is electing people, generally speaking, only to serve in the new year, starting in January.
So the people in the lame duck session will be the people who have been here since the last election, even if they lose on Tuesday.
Yes, in the main, it's a quirk of our system, but that is the way it's done. The old Congress serves in the lame duck session, and the new people don't take over until January. But there are exceptions. Wellstone's death creates a vacancy in the state of Minnesota, and the governor there, Jesse Ventura, has the power to appoint a replacement for the lame duck session. Odds are he'll probably appoint whoever wins the regular election there a week from today, and that'll probably be Democrat Walter Mondale, the former vice president. But if Republican Norm Coleman wins, Ventura would have the opportunity to appoint Coleman to take over, and that would make the Senate majority Republican.
And what about Missouri? That's a special case too, right?
Yes, because there, Democrat Jean Carnahan is now serving as an appointee. So her election next week is technically a special election. And her opponent, Republican Jim Talent, would be sworn in immediately if he were to win. That race, too, has the potential to make the Senate Republican in the lame duck session.
Now, how does the Senate get organized to do business in the lame duck session?
Well, to put it mildly, it's going to be difficult. A great deal is going to depend on whether the party that appears to be in the majority for the lame duck is also the party that's going to be in the majority in January. But if there's a discrepancy there, they're probably going to have to work out a temporary truce. One suggestion that's been floated would be that the party with the temporary majority would put its leader, that would be either Tom Daschle, the current majority leader, the Democrat from South Dakota, or Trent Lott, the Mississippi Republican, at the top on the floor to run things. But they would not attempt to reorganize the committees. They would not attempt to have a chairmanship changeover in the committees. And they would only deal with bills that had already gotten out of committee.
And who's in charge in January?
Well, that's coming down to six races that are too close to call. And just when it began to look as though we might be able to call a couple of those, there are two or three other races that are now moving in the direction of becoming too close to call. So we're sure we've got at least six that are awfully tight races, and we could have eight or nine. And bear in mind, too, there's a race down in Louisiana on Election Day that's technically a primary, could lead to a runoff, and that runoff would not be decided until December the 7th.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
NPR's Ron Elving.